Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fantasy football lovers, culture lovers from around the world, we are 7 days away from the NFL season. It's been a while since you've heard from the boys at All the Fields Fantasy Football. The podcast is back, though, and have we got a doozy prepared for everyone today? I, of course, am out here in cloudy, overcast Southern California. William, the host, out in the Queens City. I'm doing great. I'm excited. We just came off the high last night. Was up all night thinking about my team in the ship. We'll hit that. A tease of what else we're going to do. But first, as always, how are you doing, Will?
We're back. We're back and better than ever. Months between shows. But this is the time. This is the time when shows start to ramp up. You're right. Coming off the high. You said you were up late thinking about your team. I was up late because it was late doing my team. I think the draft ended at like 12:45 my time. Maybe 1 a.m. Had to go catch a soccer game. Got to go play in that soccer. Great weather, by the way. 75 degrees after remnants of hurricanes passing around us in Charlotte. I'm ready for this doozy of a show. We'll go over, like you said, kind of like a bits and pieces of our league draft last night. And just some predictions and stuff, what we think. Because you just said it, 7 days away from we get to watch America's team, a team no one gets to watch on TV, the Dallas Cowboys, on Thursday Night Football against, of course, Tom Brady and his 58-year-old self and the Buccaneers.
It's a smart matchup, let's just say. It's giving the people what they want.
It is.
We are 3 minutes away from beginning our best ball draft.
Talked about forever.
Mentioned multiple times, best ball wave of the future. For those non-savvy listeners, best ball is unlike season-long where you have to set your lineup every week, try and optimize the manager decisions, the waiver wire. Best ball, you draft and you let it ride, and whatever the highest combination of points on a weekly basis, that's what it is. The strategy is different, how you approach the draft is different. And as you know, we came in second place last year. Our first time doing a best ball, getting in the money. That's why we're doing it again this year. Real money on the line, folks. 125 big smackaroonies we will be wagering in this season-long affair. Will, why don't you go ahead and give the people a bit of a rundown, because the scoring system is a little bit different than maybe they're used to in their home leagues.
Yes, and this is also a different kind of league. We're in a tournament, which still we're in a league, but I'll explain that in a second. So PPR for every player, with the exception, of course, is 1 point per reception. That's what PPR stands for. So for every catch they get a point, regardless of position, except for tight ends, which we found out are a premium, 1.5 points per reception. Last year, the winner in our league had Kelce and Waller. So, that's something to think about as we kind of move along with our draft picks. But as we saw last night in a 12-team league that we are in, the running back conundrum surely falls after about round three. So I don't know if that goes into our minds. Last year, I did go over our draft. We drafted three running backs as our first picks. We went Austin Eckler. Who was our second running back? We went Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, and then Chris Carson. Yeah. Lest we forget, Austin Eckler missed like 6 games last year and we still came in second. So that depth at running back definitely helped us in that league. But does a tight end, Victor from last year kind of switch our strategy? Jeff, we have 35 seconds. We are the fifth pick. What do you think about tight ends before we kind of get this thing started?
Yeah, I think it's obviously you can see they're pushed up. We have Waller and Kelce, kind of the PPR studs at the tight end position, up in the first round. I would love if Kelce fell to us. We are drafting at number 5 position. I don't think it's going to happen. The PPR changes a lot of things as well, especially at the wide receiver position. I think just the amount of wide receivers that become playable on a week-to-week basis
some increases, noises.
And you get some more of those third down running backs that become valuable. Would love to get me some Kelce or Waller, but we may have to see. We're just gonna have to see what the draft does to us on the clock. Can you dig it? Already liking this league. A Diggs dude drafted first. Mm-hmm. You held true, Will, giving people a little bit of a tease at the ship. Yep. You were a Thielen thought, true and true.
You
pulled the trigger, definitely. Did the deed, and you held it down for the ATF Fantasy Podcast. Here we go. Can you dig it?
I think it goes without saying we're going to get Thielen in this draft.
Oh, 100%.
I think we're... looks like it's either 30 seconds or 60 seconds because I think it's got to be 60 seconds because number one has already got 9 seconds left. So I don't know what he's. Granted, I will say this: the first time we drafted on this, it is confusing. You have to click them twice to draft them. So maybe that's what's going on with the first person. Doesn't really understand how to do it. You have to like put them in your queue to draft them. Got it. So
Christian
maybe
McCaffrey
sometimes that happens.
Off the board, no surprise.
The last thing I want to say before we draft, and Jeff, feel free to tinker around. Whoever's talking, I think, should not be the one that picks. So just we'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
The last thing is, it is a 12-team league. There you go. Wow. So Travis Kelce goes second.
Yep.
That's the tight end premium in this league. So what I was going to say was, we are in a 12-team league. When the playoffs start, they reshuffle the teams, and you get put into another 12-team league of just playoff teams. That's how this tournament kind of structure works.
Interesting, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you get eliminated, and you play other playoff teams, and then it kind of moves forward after that. Every time you win in your playoff, you get shuffled into another 12-team league. We are already coming on the clock here. So we are fifth overall. What are you thinking, Jeffrey?
Don't love Derrick Henry in a PPR.
I don't like Derrick. This year, a little rough.
Do we just go Devontae? I think he'd be a PPR stud.
I do want to get a running back with one of these first two picks. So if you'd rather get, Devontae and try to get Eckler on the way back, or Aaron Jones, or I don't know.
I don't think those guys are going to be there. We have 30 seconds.
It's okay.
Do you like Zeke? Do you not like Zeke? I'm a little scared.
Do you think Chubb will be on the way back?
Ooh.
He's really far down there.
I think he will.
Go Devontae. I think there's at least one running back we can get on the way back that we like. Beautiful.
Devontae,
I like it.
Welcome to the squad.
And on the way back, hey, if we go 0 RB, we go 0 RB, because if we get Kittle on the way back, maybe. Now, we've talked about how there's players we don't like, and I'm going to talk about it right now. We've kind of harped on this guy a lot this year, but we're in this league, so I'm going to say it. Kyle Pitts.
Yep.
Is that someone we reach for if we have to? If we're feeling it.
The 1.5 point aspect of the league kind of throws my calculus all off. Again, not on the Kyle Pitts bandwagon, but...
Well, Waller just went 8th overall. Yeah. So we see the tight end premium going bananas right here. That means I don't think Kittle's going to come back to us, if I'm just going to kind of be straight about that.
It's going to be close. Pitts right now is the 30th overall player in this format, according to the FFPC kind of statting out.
Yeah, shout out to them, by the way. Shout out to Fantasy Football Players Championship. Shout out to Fantasy Football Calculator, and also shout out to the Sports Gambling Podcast. Those are some solid followers of the pod and listeners of the pod, and just, great sponsorships.
Oh, yeah. And also the Sleeper app. Can Yahoo just buy the Sleeper app already? Because it's an actual usable platform. You can free
shout
add
out the
your keepers app. And have your own little mock drafts. You can invite your friends to mock drafts. It's super user-friendly, super sleek, super easy. You can't even set your keepers in the Yahoo app. Come on.
You can't even see, and I said this last night during the draft, you can't even see the schedule of the player you're selecting.
Yeah.
What is happening with that?
It's terrible.
Yeah. In Sleeper, you can literally scroll through. It's a great app. So shout out to them. So yes, and then like I was kind of saying about this, the tournament that we're in, you keep going until you get to the final 8 teams, which obviously that's a long time. But if you make the playoffs, you automatically get some sort of a prize. So you just as if you were in like a regular thing. So if we make the playoffs in this, I think it's something the same thing as last time. The first prize is just a free entry next year. But then if you keep going along, keep chugging along, the prize obviously gets higher and higher. Jeffrey, Kittle, we got three picks to go.
Kittle's off the board.
Kittle went off the board. There are some solid running backs left, though. I'm not gonna. I do not want to talk out loud. I'm just gonna.
I know we're on a mind though. We're on a mind.
You know, you know. Right now, I'm just in some. I'm in some gym shorts right now. If you know what I'm saying, it's getting there. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way it's gonna happen. I'm sure there's gonna be an auto pick in front of us. But there's a couple other ones that I'm fine with. I mean, how do you feel now that we're 1 year removed from the Clyde Edwards-Helaire bandwagon?
Well, I think this is a more appropriate, you know, valuation for him. Last year, him going in the, you know, top eight was insane. Yeah. And never played it down, which I think he's in a different, like, I don't like the Najee Harris comparisons, I guess. Like, I hate for that reason. Like, oh, rookie dead kind of a thing. It was just the type of player he was and the system and some of the, his quirks coming out of college didn't necessarily, in my mind, make him a slam dunk. I mean, we all look stupid after the first week.
Wow.
And there he goes. So I think we can stop talking about C. Oh, we got him.
Oh, wow. I'm
Nick Chubb, welcome to the ATF Fantasy Bozos.
What a pick. I mean, I cannot believe he made it all. That, now that Davante Adams pick is looking absolutely tasty.
Shittery.
Okay,
you just almost had a David Villa quesadilla-esque. I kind of heard about that. Almost... You kind of like flipped your computer. Like,
whoo, I did. I slammed my mic on the ground. So enough of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We're Chubb guys anyway. So this draft, a lot of good players left right now. We're only five picks away or six picks away from our pick again. Just to pick your mind, we have one solid RB1 now. Do we just kind of hope we get, you know, some back end ones at the end, because there's a lot of good receivers right in front of us. I don't want to say I want to pick Mahomes, but if we're trying to go best ball, I mean, get me through your head. Talk me through what you're looking at right now. A lot of good players.
Honestly, I was thinking from like a strategy perspective, we don't go Mahomes, but go like Fitzmagic and one of these like high upside rookie guys.
Yeah, we did really good with that last year.
Necessarily starting yet, so we can get those guys later on. Let's get some PPR studs. Keenan Allen just sitting there. Will he fall to us? Ooh.
Scary Terry.
Ooh, a little Fitzmagic Scary Terry stuff.
That's fine. See, look, and then someone takes Mahomes anyway. Some Jim Jamoke. All right. I mean, I like these. There's five good receivers. Yeah. Like, we're going to get a receiver right now to pair with Devontae. And you're fine with just running backs. We'll just, I mean, because what are we going to do? Take Chris Carson again? We're not taking DeAndre Swift.
No.
And James Robinson.
Yeah, no. I'd wait again. I guess I would love to hear your thoughts. Maybe McLaurin versus Allen Robinson. Like, I feel like in this league, you just go upside.
I go McLaurin just because I think I wanted him last night. I wanted him in the league, the ship. He's one of these dudes that people thought he was going to have a bust year last year, and he performed with a bunch of garbage at quarterback. Not that Fitzpatrick is Tom Brady. And even if Fitzpatrick becomes Fitzpatrick and they have to put in Taylor Heineke.
Okay, we are on the clock. Keenan Allen, Scary Terry.
I mean, now if we're going between Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen has 100 catches in seven straight years or something like that, so I think we go Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen ready to join the Bozos. Let's go.
Okay, so now we punt wide receiver, right? We don't need to draft a wide receiver the rest of the way? Are we okay with that? Or unless it's just the value is just insane?
Yeah, I think so. I think... How are you feeling about Mark Andrews?
As a potential? I'm not big on the Ravens.
No.
I mean, it's tough. I think... I don't know if he'll make it back to us. I definitely don't want Hockenson. Mm-hmm. So last year, for those who are joining us right now, tight end, we totally went all upside, and I think we did okay. Like, we took Gronk and Mike Gesicki.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were weeks where they both got about 5 points, but then there were weeks where, you know, they were pretty damn good. So I think I kind of feel your way with the quarterbacks, with the tight end. I mean, Noah Fant, you got, right?
Yeah.
That's a great, I mean, if we can get him eventually,
yeah.
Logan Thomas, maybe too. I mean, and then of course there's the freaking Patriots tight ends who might end up doing something. So I think if we can get Fant, he might get 80 catches this year.
Yeah.
So I say let's target him at some point.
Okay. I like that. So running backs available. Let's we can pretty safely say that Chris Carson not going to make it back. David Montgomery. Yeah.
Josh Jacobs still there.
Oh, not great for the PPR, but
that's fun. But I mean, we're not
counting
on him. Just Kareem Hunt, we could get at some point just to have both Browns if we can. But I don't think we'll be able to get Kareem Hunt where we're going to want him.
Yeah, you know,
I like this.
You know, I'm a Josh Jacobs guy. I got him on the ship. So
yeah, this is a combination of just minds melding right now. There's so many running backs too that I just took flyers on last night that week. Like, sorry, Muff. Like Damian Harris, you can get eventually. You know, Gus Edwards, Miles Gaskin, Chase Edmonds. Like, look at all these dudes we can pair at some point if we miss out on someone like Josh Jacobs. But I'd rather take Josh Jacobs and then, you know, take those flyers. But if Josh Jacobs isn't there, I don't know if I want to take Miles Sanders.
Yeah,
I don't know, like Mike Davis. Yeah.
See, it just gets so thin so quick.
And we got, you know, we still got 9 picks to go, so I'm holding my breath, but
I think we're gonna get Jacobs. I think everyone is. Woo! I think everyone is down on him because of Kenyon Drake, and especially in a full PPR.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why Chris Carson is just sitting there looking ever so.
There's no way. I mean, there's no way we're getting him.
Did you get DJ Moore last night? I'm trying to remember.
No, I didn't.
You said his name, and I literally crossed him off my list. And then
I said I wanted to take DJ Moore, but instead I went with Brandon Ayuk. Mm. I was like, I think the upside Ayuk is way higher, but he's just a little banged up. And then DJ Moore lasted for like another round and a half.
Yeah.
My bad. Let's talk. Okay, hey, let's just put our people in our queue right now. Carson's not going to make it to us, but we'll just put him in our queue. Oh, he just went. Whoops. I'm afraid to click queue for Josh Jacobs now.
Don't put it into the world.
I put Deontay Johnson accidentally. I don't even know what's happening. Anyway, quick about last night. A lot of reaching for quarterbacks last night. Very strange. We had a couple rookies in our league last night, but overall, I think my team's okay. I know you loved my team last year. I loved my team last year. I'm just, you know, I'm excited for football. I think that's all it is. And I'm not trying to get too, like, overly presumptuous, if that makes sense. So I'm okay with my team, but I'm not going to go goo goo gaga over it right now.
Let's give the people a little idea if we have some time before our pick. We have.
Well, I got mine up right now. I waited on quarterback till the very end. I got Jalen Hurts, which, whatever. Yeah. I paired him up with Matt Ryan just in case. And that's, you know.
So you're working Jalen Hurts, Adam Thielen, and Ayuk. You have Gibson, Sonny Michel, Nick Chubb kind of as your running back team. You got, you got Kelsey, and you got OBJ.
Yeah, I took Kelsey. Took Kelsey with my first draft pick, I believe. It was Kelsey and Gibson was like my first two picks.
Nice. Yeah, I think your team has some week-to-week upside.
I do like the Denver defense. I think Denver defense could be absolute sleepy this year. They play like their games they play in their first couple weeks are hilarious. Like, they play the Giants the very first week of the season. Then they play the Jaguars. Then they play the Jets. Thank you to 10 or more points every week.
Yeah.
We're coming up. We'll go over your team in a second. Yeah, I mean, my team's fine. I just, you know, drafted some random people, but I think I just went. I went really safe for a lot of picks this time instead of like going crazy. That's why I took Kelsey, for instance.
Yeah.
All right, we're up in one pick. Let's see if Tim Tebow drafts the player we want. We want Josh Jacobs. Do we have a backup plan if we don't get Josh Jacobs?
Okay.
Well, doesn't matter. I will. I'll let's see.
Welcome to the Bozos.
Nice. All right. So, Jeff, your team in the ship, 12 team, we each get one keeper. Your keeper this year was Austin Eckler. I think it's the last year you can keep him, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
So I'll read off your team real quick. Of course, Thug Love of the Nationwide Posse. Russell Wilson, Allen Robinson, Chris Godwin, Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs, Noah Fant, Kenny Galladay. That's the one pick you made that I was like, ugh. Austin Eckler, Brandon Cooks, Phillip Lindsay, Tevin Coleman, Stevenson Cobb, the Hoops.
Yeah.
Chargers defense, solid. All right, I'm looking at it. I like the Josh Jacobs pick, obviously. Russell Wilson, I think your star power is pretty good. I think Eckler will probably be your flex, to be honest. You got three solid running backs in a half-point PPR. Your team looks pretty taste.
Yeah, I think it kind of, to your point.
Now that I just read it off loud.
It hinges on Galladay and Godwin. If Galladay proves to do well in the Giants, comes back healthy, okay, he's a flex or a wide receiver too. And then Godwin, if he can, you know, bounce back a little bit on that potent offense, then should be pretty taste. If only I had DeAndre Hopkins, Matthew.
But if you have, I mean, you picked Brandon Cooks, who he's the one player on that team that Adam Thielen, the Diggs dude, took Adam Thielen. Wow, so early. That's fine. That's fine. Way to go, Diggs dude. Brandon Cooks, he's the one dude that's probably fantasy relevant on that team, so. That could be a guy who gets you 25 points randomly. You probably wouldn't start him that week. Tough. But, you know, he'll be the guy who gets you that, and you'll be excited about it.
Okay. We're coming up. We're 5 picks away. I see Kareem Hunt just chilling down there at the bottom.
I mean, that's a PPR monster right there.
Yeah. I'm not going Javonte. I mean,
after this pick, this is the one where we won't have a pick for about 15 picks.
Yeah. Which, Noah Fant.
Mark Andrews is still there. I know we kind of said,
No, I like our strategy. Let's go Noah Fant and someone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Later down.
Maybe Logan Thomas. Kareem Hunt's still there. Lamar Jackson, Jerry Jeudy, Julio, Deontay John. I mean, our wide receivers are good. We don't need to worry about that right now. How do you look at our team, by the way? Oh, I see it on the bottom. Yeah, 2 wide receivers, 2 running backs. What do you think? I mean, you want to just do Kareem Hunt just to...
Yeah, I think it's good depth. It's a good handcuff. It's a good PPR play.
Yeah, I think so as well. So we're coming up in about 1 pick after this. And then, I mean, after this, we play the old... I mean, best BPA available, maybe? I mean, BPA available, that makes no sense. All right.
Welcome to the team.
Jeff, I'm feeling real good. So, guys and gals, listen to this. We talk about that we're good at stuff. Like, Jeff's won a couple championships. I've won 0 in the ship. We talk a lot of stuff. We act like we know what we're doing. But now, last year, this proved to us in the world, the listeners, that we can do something. We can say, Mom, Dad, look at it. We made it. Because we play second in a, not necessarily a high-stakes league, but a stakes league. Right,
yeah.
Where there's a bunch of randoms.
Triple gauge.
Did we happen to maybe play against 11 other people who have never done best ball before? Maybe. But I find that highly doubtful, especially with the person who did win was probably a veteran who drafted Kelsey and Waller. So I think for us to take a step up this season and just raise the buy-in by just a smidge. And, we have we're not going to win it, but the opportunity to win $50,000 is pretty cool.
Hey.
It might even be more than that, actually. But just goes to show that I'm confident this year. I know Jeff is, and our team right now, I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy inside.
Loving it.
We got 4 of our 5 players are PPR magnets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, well, 3 for sure. I mean, Chubb definitely gets some catches, but not as much as the same player on his team.
Oh yeah, I mean, last year, there would have been weeks where both of them would have started, and it would have been.
They did. I mean, I'm pretty sure in the ship, didn't someone start them both? No, I had Chubb. I mean, Kareem Hunt was startable though, like he was just someone you started. There goes Dak Prescott. Oh wow,
we're getting into.
Not that we're going to. I think last year we got Aaron Rodgers in the 8th round last year, 7th or 8th round. I mean, God, look at these quarterbacks still available. Yeah, like, we're not
going there yet.
No, I mean, I'll be happy with if we can get Stafford at some. Like, if we can get Stafford and a kid, even Fitzmagic, get three. Did we take three quarterbacks last year or only two? We took three. We had Minshew, Rodgers, and Fitzpatrick. Yeah. Oh my God, what a freaking stud team that was. Unbelievable. Just shout out to Stephon Diggs, by the way. Can I just get a, you know, tip of the hat to Stephon Diggs, who we were down by 45 points going into the last game of the year, and we needed to win by 51 in order to whatever it was.
Who did the other guy have, though, right? Because we were going in and we were looking.
He had Kamara.
Yeah, and Kamara went off.
Yeah, Kamara had six touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is unbelievable. Yeah. This is unbelievable. And the guy ended up, you know, scoring a bajillion points. And we still had Stephon Diggs. I think it was the last Sunday night game or the last Monday night game of the year, whatever it was. It was, because he didn't even need to play. Remember, they didn't really, the Bills didn't really need to play their starters.
Yep.
And Stephon Diggs played until the third quarter or something like that.
Exactly.
Just had an absolute, he had like 170 yards and like two touchdowns at halftime. And I was like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah. And then it was like he won it for us, and then they pulled him.
They pulled him. It was unbelievable. So shout out to him. Shout out to Stephon Diggs for just, you know.
We believed in you, Stephon.
We did. We did. No one else did. You know, the whole everything. And this is an NFL broad question, but it's just like when wide receivers switch teams, they're known to struggle.
Yep. I mean, when you're an absolute stud, you know. Yeah. So.
DeAndre and Stephon Diggs kind of proved that otherwise. DeAndre obviously was fine, but Stephon Diggs a whole other level.
And they also went to improved, well, slightly improved situations, right? I would say.
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't say Stephon Diggs did.
Yeah, and I guess DeAndre did.
Playoff
either,
team. So. Yeah, wait a minute. And DeAndre, I mean, well, now at this point, you could definitely say DeAndre went to a better situation. Yeah.
Okay.
Someone else that I like. As far as like super, you know, best ball guy, I definitely want to add Antonio Brown to our queue. Not that he's, you know, we're going to draft him anytime soon, but that is someone I've, you know, whispers are, he is like been the best looking Buccaneer wide receiver. So just whispers, who knows what he could do. Jeff, coming up, we got 2-3 picks to go. What looks good to you, my friend?
This is a, quite the predicament I think we're in, Will, right? We I'm not sure if we reach for Noah Fant here, if we take someone like Miles Gaskin, if he makes it to us. I'm not thrilled on the options for this pick. I think our next pick, I like the players a bit more.
I say we take Noah Fant here. I don't want to risk losing him.
Okay.
It's someone we want.
Yeah. Take your guys. Take it when you can get them.
It's not that big of a reach. It says his average draft is 72, and we're on pick something. We're on pick like 68 or something.
Yeah.
So he won't make it back to us, so. Excuse me. I swear, if Tim Tebow TE1 takes him. No, I don't want Miles. I mean, we're good on running backs. We don't need to draft another running back, do we? I mean, as opposed to like, for depth or something like that. We got Chubb, Jacobs, and Hunt.
No Fant.
Oh, wow. Quick on the trigger. Look at you.
Let's get this draft going. You don't need that.
Yeah,
you
I mean.
Sit around. We've debated. Yeah. We've decided.
Yeah, we're flying. These people need to get on our level. Like, I think last year we were kind of the stragglers, but we know what we want.
Yeah.
All right. So now we have all of our positions filled. Not that, you know, other than quarterback. I mean, we're coming up to the seventh round right now. We like most of these players still in terms of skill positions. Antonio Brown just went. So there you go. The players that are standing out to me right now, and then feel free to go, you know, I like all the quarterbacks still. So I still like Russell. I mean, I like Aaron Rodgers the best just because of what he did for us last year. I'm loyal to the cause.
Yeah.
I do like Raheem Mostert if you did want a running back that could possibly, you know.
I like that. I think. In season long, I wouldn't go with Mostert, but in this format, I think he's good.
Again? Okay. Let's put him in the queue over here just to kind of get it started. I do like all the quarterbacks left, so we don't have to reach. We don't have to take one of those yet.
Yep.
Anyone else kind of standing out to you as of for this? Oh, well, because there he goes, Mostert. It's all
right. There it goes, right?
We win some, we lose some, you know? It's okay. I'm not mad about it.
Yeah. I think from this point, we just want, like, upside guys that can, like, pop, right? Like, are we thinking Aaron Rodgers, if he, maybe?
I am not opposed to that, friend, because if we want to, you know, take running backs with upside, we can wait. Like, we can take Sony Michel in two rounds. We can take, you know, Kenyon Drake if we want because of we have Jacobs. We can take Philip Lindsay, who somehow randomly is sometimes a starter for Houston. Who knows? You have Philip Lindsay, I'm pretty sure.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
I have two.
Devin Singletary. I mean, Devin Singletary and Zach Moss are kind of splitting stuff still, so. Yeah, I'd rather, you know, I don't want to. We can do what we did last year. We'll take Aaron Rodgers. We'll even take Fitzmagic. I don't care. We'll take Aaron Rodgers. We'll take Fitzmagic. And then we'll take Justin Fields or Zach Wilson. Who is your... Jeff, let's take that. Let's take a peek right there. Who is your favorite rookie quarterback?
Probably Justin Fields.
Mm. Now, is that in terms of production or just one you think is going to do the best? I mean, fantasy-wise, etc. What do you think?
I think it's all fantasy related, NFL related. They're all going to struggle to a certain degree. Yeah. I think he's probably one of the most athletic and can do enough with his arms and make some big throws to add some value, some pop.
Yeah, I just don't know if he's going to play right away, which sucks.
It is kind of funny how much everyone is like a Trevor Lawrence, not hater, but he's not getting any love. Like,
yeah,
for once in a generation talent, you know, you'd expect to get him some fantasy love, but he's kind of being
And they watch him play a couple preseason games, and they see Urban Meyer be a donk, and they're like, all right, you know what? Overrated.
Yeah.
I think my favorite of the rookie quarterbacks for fantasy wise might be Zach Wilson, because that team's gonna be butt.
Yeah,
you know, like, will they win five games? Maybe. Yeah, I mean, he's going to chuck it. He throws a freaking 70-yard bomb.
Chuck it, chuck it, you football.
Know, let the guy rip. And he's playing. You know,
that's true.
He's playing.
He's got the job.
Their backup quarterbacks are some dude named, like, Mike White or something. I couldn't even tell you.
Mike White.
Interesting. Rich Kotite picking up in front of us, your favorite, with an exclamation point. We'll see if he steals Aaron Rodgers from us, because that's the – there it is. Wow, stole Aaron Rodgers from us.
He put it out in the world, and he took him. All right. Gaskin, Wilson, Herbert. Spicy.
We have Keenan. Only reason I don't like Russell Wilson is because that division. Yeah. He's going to play the Rams twice a year, the Cardinals twice a year, the Niners twice a year.
I'm down to go Herbert. A little rooting interest in watching the Chargers.
Let's see. Just got 20 seconds. Let me just make sure. Yeah, the running backs don't speak to me. Any wide receivers? Debo Samuel, Devontae Smith, Brandon. I mean, those are all their ADPs and they're 15 picks away.
Yeah.
Do it. Just do it. Do the Herbert. Just get it over with. Now that I'm looking too, later on, Michael Thomas, do we take a flyer on him?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. All right,
quarterback, we're done. We're done until... our last three picks. I'm just going to put Fitzpatrick in the queue now.
Yeah.
Just so that he's in there. And then you want me to put Justin Fields in there?
Just
do that.
Yeah, why not?
Whatever. Don't have to ever look at quarterback again unless those guys go away. All right. Solid team so far. Jeff, we got a while to go before our next one. Who do you got out of the NFC West coming out? Four teams. Solid teams. Anyone could be the division winner. What do you got? Just hit me.
NFC West. I mean, it's a brutal division. I got the Rams and the Seahawks and the 49ers coming out of that division, baby. Triple threat.
I think that's a consensus. I am a Rams hater for the last couple of years, but it's because of Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And guess what? We take Jared Goff out. We put Matthew Stafford in. I'm going Rams. I'm going Niners. And I'm going Seahawks. Sorry, Cardinals. Three teams out of the NFC West. I think that's going to be... What a division. What a life. What a time to be alive where, you know, the Cardinals can finish 8-9?
Yeah.
8-9. Be in last place. Let's keep it in the NFC. Dave? Dave. Whoa. Wow. Called you Dave.
Whoa. What's in the
special backs? Guest.
What's in the backs?
Special guest. NFC North. Awful division. Who you got?
Packers. Pretty easy.
Okay. Any wild card? You get one more wild card team. You got two out of the NFC West.
No.
All right. I'm going Packers and I'm going Vikings. I think the Vikings will be a wild card team.
Okay.
And that's it for my wild cards. So NFC South, out of those four teams, you get to pick one. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you have a wild card. Sorry.
I will go Bucks and Saints as my other wild card.
You think the Saints are going to be good?
Famous Jameis train. Wow. Keep it going.
Talk about a quarterback to throw a flyer on.
It's not bad.
Yeah, but who knows how much he'll play. I'm going to go. I don't want to go Buccaneers, but I'm doing my wild cards, so I'm going to go Buccaneers. I do think the Panthers are going to be spicy. I think the Falcons will be a little spicy. I think the Saints are going to be not great. And our favorite division, Jeff, NFC East.
How about them Cowboys, baby?
I will also go with the Cowboys. I want to pick Washington, but as everyone knows, since 2004, there has not been a repeat division winner. So,
yeah.
I think it's like 2004 or 2007, something like that. So. Tough for a division repeat. We'll get to AFC next in a second, but we got three picks until us. Whew, there's some good, you know, quality sleeper running backs. We still only have two wide receivers.
I know.
Your guy Brandon Cooks.
Cooks and
Kenny Galladay.
Yeah. Michael Thomas is right there too, coming up in the queue. I wouldn't pick him as our third.
I mean, because he's not playing until week 7.
Galladay. I will probably go Cooks.
Oh, wow. Mecole Hardman. Hardman is our guy. Yeah, I think Cooks is good. Best ball. Don't have to worry about putting him in.
Yeah.
I love it. So we'll see if we get him. Who do you like going to the Super Bowl in the NFC?
Who do
you got coming out? We're doing conference by conference. Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah. Let's see, did I put any notes on this? I did not, so this is just off the dome piece.
This is what it's all about.
Okay. I don't think Bucks, that's not fun. Packers could be a nice story for Aaron Rodgers. A little controversy. You know what? I'll go Rams. Stafford leading them to the Super Bowl. Totally going against my hot take from, I don't know, 2 months ago that they wouldn't make the playoffs.
Wow, that's funny because that's who I have going to Super Bowl as well.
Ooh.
The Rams. I think Rams-Packers would be an... I mean, they played each other in the divisional round, I believe it was last year. Muff and I watched that game in the random bar in, I think, the Hollywood, Planet Hollywood Mall, I don't remember, in Vegas, with a flight of shots. Yes, that's what we had as part of our, and the Packers just absolutely destroyed them, because who was the Rams quarterback that was playing? It was like John Waddle or something, or John Waffle. Yeah, oh my gosh, what a nightmare. So that's what we watched. But yes, I think Packers-Rams would be a good NFC championship if that happened. But does Aaron Rodgers fall for the third straight year in an NFC championship? According to me, that's what happens. So good for the Rams playing in L.A., second straight year where an L.A. team makes, or where the home team makes their own Super Bowl. Jeff, AFC West, who do you have?
AFC West. I think we got to go Chiefs, and I have the Chargers sneaking in as a wild card.
I'm going to not be a homer. I'm going to be a realist, which maybe I'm playing, you know, trying to be reverse psychology here. I'm going to go Chiefs and Broncos.
Ooh.
I think the Broncos are going to be sneaky good. Their defense is good. They have so many skill players on their offense. If Teddy Bridgewater can just be not Drew Locke, then I think they're going to be good. So I got the Chiefs and the Broncos coming out of the AFC West.
The most important position in your football team is your quarterback.
The second most important
is your backup quarterback.
Is your backup quarterback. We got four picks until our next one, Jeffrey. Michael Thomas still there, which I probably just put in the atmosphere, so sorry about that.
Yeah.
He is there, though, so I don't know if you want to go for him now at this point. We did have Jarvis Landry. Like, a lot of these players, we had Mecole Hardman on our team last year. We had Jarvis Landry on our team last year. I just love it. I just love seeing our – and Chark, but we're not going to talk. Literally, it's those three players in a row, though. Look at that. Hardman, yeah. Chark, Landry. Wow. It's like they just looked at our team last year, and they were like, oh, this team – did pretty well.
What position are we eyeing here? We got.
I mean, I think it has to be wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So there's some good running backs now, in terms of like upside. I mean, Melvin Gordon's there. He's technically a starter.
Yeah.
For now.
I don't hate it. He can still catch the ball. Yeah. Ellie G, he's been a stalwart for ages.
Yeah, and Bridgewater likes to dump it off, so. If he comes to us, I don't mind going Melvin Gordon there. James Conner is a guy who might. Never mind.
We're not going down that way.
No, I'm not.
Melvin Gordon is where I draw the line.
So. Okay. But what about any of the other ones that are there if Melvin Gordon gets taken?
Dear Lord, help us.
AJ Dillon has some.
I'd be fine with AJ Dillon. He's got some big quads. All right.
So we'll go one of those two, and if both of those are taken, do you want to go Michael Thomas?
I guess. If we want to, I like
Mecole Hardman. I mean, I'm down to get Mecole Hardman again.
Yeah, no, I think so. And we have a long way for our next pick, so
mm-hmm.
Gordon just went, so now we are in the – let's go Hardman. Let's just
– okay.
Like, we'll take him for those two 40-point weeks, and that'll do it.
Yeah, he won us a couple doozies last year, because in this league as well, you also get punt returns. I don't know if he'll do that many this year now that he's like the number two wide receiver.
Yeah.
But he got us some points for punt returns last year, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So we got a while to go, so we will go back to where we're talking about. We'll do some predictions. So I picked the Chiefs and the Broncos. Let's go AFC North. Jeffrey, this division is a doozy.
AFC North. This is tough.
You got the Browns. You got the Steelers. You got the Ravens. You got the Bengals.
I went with Ravens winning it, Browns. I just don't believe in Big Ben. I think the Steelers' defense is super strong, and they have a ton of good young pass catchers. And obviously Najee Harris in the backfield. I think it relies on Big Ben. I don't think he's going to last the season. I think, you know, the gradual decline is going to hit a cliff here.
Oh, wow. Well, mine is very interesting. I'm going Browns winning the division. Okay. And then I'm going Steelers. And then that's it. Browns and Steelers out of the AFC North. Ravens, not sure. Not a big fan. So we'll see if... Remember, this COVID thing. There's no makeup games this year.
That's true.
So there's not going to be no Wednesday night specials because a team decided not to get vaccinated or did get and got... You know, whatever happens. No judgment. But Lamar's gotten it twice already this preseason.
Yeah.
So that would stink if something happened and next thing you know they're rolling out Brett Hundley? I might have just made that up, but I think that's right.
I think they cut RG3 and they got Brett Hundley on that.
Yes, that's right. All right, AFC South, the best division in football.
Stinkers.
Who do you got?
I got the Titans taking it. I think some positive news on the Colts side, but I think the Titans are where it's at.
It's a tough one. You're right. Positive Colts news. I really want Julio to succeed in Tennessee. Does Derek's body just collapse like a spell book that got a curse brought upon it? I'm still going to pick the Titans to win it, and I guess I will pick... No, you know what? I'm only picking the Titans. That's it. Just the Titans out of there, out of the AFC South.
Yeah.
So that means I still get one more wild card team left. And I think you do as well.
Yep. I think all we right. are copacetic on our AF AFC East picks, a top-heavy division, who do you have, Will?
Yeah, I have the Bills winning, and I do get one more wild card. Now, it's do I want to be sneaky or do I want to be, you know, kind of just safe here? I think I'm going to go Dolphins as the wild card.
Wow.
I just don't know. I don't have a lot of faith in Tua. And look at that. Jalen Waddle just goes, by the way. So that's some divine intervention right there. The football cognoscenti. Says Jalen Waddle, so that's why I think I'm going to go Dolphins as my wild card.
Jalen Cockness Waddle. Okay. Dolphins with the wild card. Interesting. I went with the old Bills and the Pats.
All right.
The Mac Jones being announced as the starter. Sure, well, they're going to do whatever on offense. I think we hit it in a pod before the season started last year about how many people on the Pats defense sat the season out. They're coming back. Bill Belichick has a bone to pick, so I think they'll be feisty. Definitely the Bills division to lose, but Pats will be spicy as they always are. Three picks.
So I guess the last question. Oh, I was gonna say we'll save the last Super Bowl pick until after we pick this one right here. Who are you liking as a dart throw here?
Jamal Williams, Tony Pollard, or Kenyon Drake?
That's kind of what I'm thinking there. I don't want any Lions on my team.
Okay. So you're thinking Drake?
I think we should go Drake. Okay. Jacobs has had a couple, hiccups every once in a while.
Yeah.
I think we're solid with, we got the for sure backup running back for both our starters. I like it. I say we do that. And that's another upside play anyway. I mean, Kenyon Drake might get Derek Carr, known to be a little dumperooey. So
that he is. All right, we're up. Kenyon Drake, welcome to the team.
There's the confirmation. AFC Super Bowl team, Jeff. Who you got?
AFC Super Bowl team. I want to say the Bills, but I'm going to go the Chiefs. I'll just go chalky.
Ooh, 3 years in a row.
Chiefs and, yeah.
I mean, Chiefs and Rams, that was the regular season football game that set the world a storm,
yes,
right?
Like 3 years ago? Banger.
Yeah, that was, wasn't it like a Thursday night game or was it a Monday night game? And, yeah, that lit the world askew. Yeah. People, that was just an amazing kind of offense. And then, of course, defense ends up winning it.
Yeah.
That would be a great Super Bowl. You played in Los Angeles. Nice little story for Mahomes. And, of course, for Matthew Stafford. Who do I want to see? I think the Bills sounds nice. Browns would obviously be nice. Chiefs would be awesome. I think I'm going to go, and I'm not a big fan, but I think it's just the way this world works. You don't go very long without getting the old tried and true. So I'm going to go Steelers.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Steelers Rams, a battle of yellow.
Interesting. Mike Tomlin
and
going back to the big
if the Steelers do end up going, let's just say they do, and it is in LA, sorry, Rams. Sorry, whatever team is playing there.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do it, but the Steelers fans are going to have 80% of that stadium.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, the amount of money they're going to have to spend.
And honestly, I think that'd be kind of a fun matchup because I think it's two kind of quarterbacks who are you could definitely say what you say about Big Ben, but Matthew Stafford isn't young anymore. Two defenses that can get after it, but their offenses are still potent. So
yeah.
I think that'd be a really fun matchup, Steelers-Rams. And you know what? I think I'm going out of my comfort shell with that, by the way, because, I like – last year I was like Browns and, Packers or whatever I said last year. I always pick the Chargers to go to the playoffs. And you know what? I'm thinking with my head right now with my heart.
There we go. I love it.
Yeah. Jeff, we're coming back up again in three picks. This is flying.
Oh, yeah, we're flying here. 11th round.
11th round. We've got four RBs, four wide receivers, one tight end, one quarterback. I'm just looking at all available right now. Anything kind of standing out to you? I think Devin Singletary's there. He's still a starter.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. He could have some PPR appeal.
Yeah.
Or Naheem Hines could have some PPR appeal as well. Yeah, I think I think we go with one of those two. That kind of solidifies our running back core. We probably need another upside wide receiver, and then our tight end and quarterback upside plays.
All right, so you want to do Hines?
Yeah, or did you want to do Singletary?
I personally would rather do Singletary.
Yeah, let's do Singletary.
I think Marlon Mack is still like kind of there, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the quarterback situation. Not sure what's going on with
that. Yeah, I think Singletary, people, well, at least I was higher on him, and then he didn't do anything, fell to obscurity, and now I don't think anyone really knows anything. So as far as a dart throw, I think it's fine.
Of the tight ends left, what do you think gives just upside? Because not great.
No.
I'm glad we took Fant.
I mean, Hunter Henry is probably the most athletic, I guess, of the next five. I mean, Irv Smith, obviously, Gonzo, Jared Cook's a million years old, but in a potentially useful role, I guess, on the Chargers now. Yeah, never a big Gerald Everett guy.
Well, give me the Jarwin. What's going on with Jarwin? What's going on with the tight ends over there in Dallas?
I don't know. I haven't watched any of Hard Knocks, read any camp reports. Like we said, if we want to go Jarwin and someone else, but that is a lot of tight end love. But it is disgusting as I continue to scroll down.
Well, if you want to go, like, if we want to get crazy here, I mean, do we can take Zach Ertz and maybe he gets traded somewhere at some point.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
I mean, Jalen Hurts did love – Hurts to Ertz was good. I mean, you have Hooper in the ship. Freiermuth is like this Pittsburgh tight end darling who scored, you know, two touchdowns in the final preseason game. I don't like Henry because he gets hurt all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right about Cook. Cook is old. And Chargers have a couple tight ends that they might play around with there. And like you like to say, you don't like to put all your eggs in one basket.
No.
We got Allen. We got Herbert. So Jared Cook would be a little too much there.
Yeah.
I say we go Jarwin or Ertz, whatever you feel like. If you think someone's got to – I mean, are they only going to pass to their wide receivers? Maybe. I don't know. Dallas?
I don't know. I think Jarwin will get some dump-offs. I would lean Ertz. The ceiling is higher.
Well, how about this? If we don't really care that much, then let's don't take a tight end yet.
Okay.
Like if we're just like kind of just, you know what I mean? If we're just not really too sure on any of those.
So then where are we going? I mean, are we going back? I think we still got time on the quarterback front.
Yeah, we got time on quarterbacks. So
what big time wide receiver? There's Hollywood Brown there. Could be a good explosion guy.
Yeah, I like that. He is still their best receiver because their Bateman guy got hurt.
Yeah.
He had some big plays last year.
Yeah.
I'm totally down to take him if we get him. And if someone steals him right before us, that's just controversy. I don't know what that's about. No one's freaking taking this guy right now. Like, whatever. Marquise Brown, our running backs are solid. I'm totally comfortable with those. We got two starters, a starter in Buffalo, and we've got the backups to those first starters. I like it.
All right, we are four picks out. Hollywood Brown still there. I wanted to throw this out to you, Will. We talked about our picks. I wrote a little. The NFL is great because of the parity, right? Like, it's a competitive league. It's not like the NBA where you could probably pick, you know, the top four teams and you'll probably see them, barring injury, deep into the playoffs. this year, do you feel like it's getting a little bit top heavy? Like, obviously the league will never be like the Premier League where there's four teams who rule the whole league and are just a class above. But I feel like there are five divisions where there is a clear leader. There are not to say there aren't feisty teams in those divisions that could challenge, but I think with the Chiefs, Titans, Bills, Bucks, and Packers, I think, you know, more so than in previous years, they are the out-and-out favorite. What say you?
I think a part of you is right. I will say division-wise, sure. But in terms of picking, you know, the four teams that you think are going to the championship games, I think that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
I think picking the final eight teams is hard to do. Like, just because someone, like, for instance, you're saying the Packers for sure winning that division. Do you think they're winning a playoff game? Like, the Titans as well. The Titans could be the number one seed for all we know because they're going to run train on their division. But are they going to win their first playoff game?
Yeah. And I think it has to do, right, with the NFC West being so deep and the, you know, AFC South being terrible, right? And the NFC East as well, right? So there's kind of like the talent is concentrated. And so it just creates some interesting divisional lack of parity, if you will. Marquise Brown's still on the board, Will.
Oh, I mean, he's We're coming next. Tim Tebow's not taking him. What I was going to say, though, like, yeah.
Tim Tebow just took him. Oh, man. I'm at a loss now, Will.
That's a shame.
A loss.
We've gotten poached only a couple times, though, yeah. So I'm still fine. I'm grateful for how this draft has gone. So we were going Marquise
Fields
Brown.
Fields is next in the queue for at least on quarterbacks.
No, we're not taking him.
No.
We're not.
No, we're not going there. Okay.
We're waiting. Okay. Not yet. That's wait. I mean, we got plenty of quarterbacks we can choose from.
Philip Lindsay, James White.
James White. I think wide receiver is like the freaking doldrums right now. Yeah. Like that's one where we just really.
We just wait till all my Ross and come.
Hey. Gosh.
I say we go.
We got 10 seconds.
Lindsay. That's probably where I'd go.
Do it. Hurry. Do it. Oh my God. We have two Texans on our team.
I know.
We freaked out because of Marquise Brown.
Panic pick.
But, you know, kind of what you were saying about, you know, parity and all that, I think the NFL still is the king in that. Oh, wow, and someone took Justin Fields. We are getting smoked at the end here. But it's fine. There's plenty of quarterbacks to take. I just think, like I said, NFL, I think it has the best parity. You even brought up EPL and stuff, and, like, come on. Like, Leicester City happens once every 81 years, okay? That's not going to be the case in the NFL. The NFL, we're going, like, the Browns are finally good again. That's awesome. Like, you know, it took 20 years for that, but they're consistently good now. It's not like the you know, a shine that happens once every little bit. So I'm excited for that. And yeah, I think the playoffs in general. You kind of mentioned it too. The Chiefs. You just picked the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl, and I think with the Chiefs, it's different because of their once in a generational talent. I think people were getting patrioted out, if that makes sense, because it was a little bit of the same old, although all their games were amazing.
Yeah.
I think Mahomes just brings this other thing. And this can go for basketball. The Spurs are an amazing dynasty, were an amazing dynasty, but no one watched them because they were so boring.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like the fundamental team. You know, like Tim Duncan was their greatest star. Like, cool.
Yeah.
No one doesn't speak to people, but people get up for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, come on. That's a guy people want to watch. And it's going to say, you know, same thing happens with all these other players that are coming into the league. And hopefully that does bring parity, like you said. But, you know, if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl every year, that's not going to change my mind. I think Mahomes is just that good to watch.
Agreed, William.
So we're coming up in three picks. Let's not get screwed again. We took, I think, running backs. I think we can kind of.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
Yeah, we can halt the phone on that. Now, this does. There is two. I guess we didn't really say, but there's two flexes in this league. So just because we have five running backs doesn't mean they all won't play. Oh, they technically, yeah. We could have four running backs play.
Yep.
Because of just the way they.
We are on the clock. Should we go. Jarwin?
Yeah, let's take your Jarwin. See, I'm glad we didn't take him last time. He fell two more picks after we just talked about him.
Yeah, now we have a long time to our next pick. We got two.
Yeah, and only one tight end plays after that. And then, you know, could... I think one time last year, I think Gesicki and Gronk both played, which was kind of interesting, like considering, you know, we didn't prioritize tight
end. Yeah, we were slaughtered with injuries, though.
Yeah.
It's like constant.
We also had, yeah, you know what? And no, I don't want to say that. We weren't. We were very fortunate last year.
True.
All like Eckler was our big guy and who got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who else got hurt. I can't really think of anything. Henry played every game. Chris Carson, I think he didn't really get hurt, did he?
Didn't he just got nicked up? Not like missed a lot of games, but just
yeah,
would catch a quad or something, get a soft tissue here or there.
He would catch a quad. All right, so let's. I know we have a while till we go to our picks, but let's get some quarterbacks ready because we don't want to get. So we have Fitzmagic in our queue.
Yeah.
Who is someone else that kind of? I mean, that's a spicy one. If you want to put him in, I mean, I'll just put him in there now. How is Tua projected for 340 points?
Like, I don't know. They're running, maybe.
Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll take Fitzpatrick or Jameis. We got to look at some wide receivers just for some dart throws, and we'll just kind of put him in the queue. I mean, is Tre'Quan Smith going to play? I mean, I feel like he kind of fell off a cliff. He's someone who was like a number one or number two guy and then just stopped kind of getting talked about.
Everyone is now on that other guy that he already got picked.
Callaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marquez Callaway. Emmanuel Sanders is the number two in Buffalo now. Do we think he can do anything?
We just need upside. Like, Sanders is fine, but I don't think he's popping for 30 points. I'm willing to be proven wrong on that, I guess. Which is the problem with, like, the next, like, a million wide receivers.
Jameis just went. Randall Cobb? Is that a PPR guy now?
I just don't think he's a big upside guy.
Well, if we want to go upside, okay, what's upside to out of these bums? I mean, like, is it someone like Gabriel Davis for the Bills? He's a dude who throws touchdowns sometimes.
I can honestly say I know very little about Gabriel Davis and his prowess as a football player. So
yeah, he does trick plays. He was the number two guy last year. Now that they have Emmanuel Sanders, I don't know how often he's going to play, though.
What is he? Is he a slot guy? Is he an outside guy?
No, he's an outside guy. Alan Lazard.
Be
a guy who's definitely a big upside dude.
People are buzzing about this KJ Hamler guy, but I think, with Teddy Bridgewater and we already have Noah Fant, that's too many eggs in the old Broncos receiving core basket. So,
I don't think Jamison Crowder is going to be doing anything anymore.
No.
Hunter Renfro, he's like, I think he's hurt though or something. Yeah, this website doesn't let you kind of look at that stuff. I'm going to say we're either taking Gabriel Davis or we're taking Jalen Reagor. Or Tre'Quan Smith. I mean, Tre'Quan Smith, he's still there.
Might as well. Okay. So, sorry, are we pulling the Fitz magic trigger on this one? Just get him on the squad? Or...
I think we should just go Tre'Quan because we don't like any wider. What other quarterbacks are left if we don't get Fitzpatrick?
You can get Baker or Zach Wilson. There's no one.
Okay, I'd rather have Fitzmagic. Okay.
Thank you.
If you wanted him, you should have just said it.
Well, I was being diplomatic, and I did want to. We should check the quarterbacks before, you know, and we did. So we did our due diligence.
I'm kind of worried about this Tim Tebow character. Kind of worried about him. He has been sniping us the last couple picks.
Let's see, his team. He's already got. Oh, he just picked.
He just took him.
He just picked it up. I was pulling up his team. I was like, oh, he's got Ryan Tannehill and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Oh, great. Thanks. Do we want to go? Like,
well, we started off.
All those upside quarterbacks are gone. Do we want to just go Mayfield?
Just take Mayfield.
Okay.
And then I want Zach Wilson.
Okay. After
this, I mean, God, the exact opposite luck from the beginning of the draft, which is fine. These are all dart throws.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? We might not even need any of the other quarterbacks because we have Aaron Rodgers. So
we have Herbert.
Or whatever. I'm rattled. Aaron Rodgers got taken a pick before us, didn't he? Didn't Aaron Rodgers get taken? So I'm rattled. As quesadilla throwing as I was earlier, I'm opposite right now.
Yep.
I'm gonna mute the microphone real quick because I'm just starting laundry. Yeah. Give me 1 second.
And that's what you get on the All the Fields. You get laundry and fantasy football advice. We are coming up in about 7 picks. We are in the doldrums of everything. Hard to say where we're going. Tre'Quan Smith still available. Zach Wilson still available. Will they make it?
Who knows?
Time will tell.
Who knows?
Tim Tebow tight end one. Whew. See you guys after the draft.
Man, what a turn of events that guy did to us. What a team, though. What a team.
Yeah, let's kind of run it down. Life. Okay, if we had our optimal lineup, right, we'd be starting Justin Herbert, Nick Chubb, Josh Jacobs. We'll go back to the flexes after. Keenan Allen, Devontae Adams, and Noah Fant.
Noah Fant.
And then as our flex.
Kareem Hunt, probably.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt. There we go.
And then one more flex.
Oh, yeah, there's 2 flexes. Probably Brandon
Cooks.
Yeah.
But you never know. Depending on the matchup, Devin Singletary or Kenyon Drake.
Yeah.
Love it. Love that team. It's just got a... Let's see, it's 18 rounds, so there's 3 more picks left.
Ooh, Sam Darnold goes before Zach Wilson.
Oh, my God. Is Zach Wilson... Zach Wilson's hanging on by a thread.
Yeah. It's honestly, it's not looking good. Well, I'm not holding my breath. So if we do, you feel we need another quarterback? Yeah,
I do. I think we had 3 last year. There were all 3 at one point did contribute. Even though Aaron Rodgers had his MVP season, he didn't. You know, there was a week where he got 20 and Minshew for some reason got 28. You know. And besides, I think the 3 quarterbacks we have this year are better than those 3, you know, combination last year.
True.
And there he goes.
Yep. So, cool.
The ups, I mean, I guess, Derek Carr?
we have the stack of potential on that with our running
back. F it, Deshaun Watson.
Oh, man.
No.
I was like, ooh. Taysom Hill?
No.
I'm just going for upside here.
He won't... Oh, if he comes in, I guess, and actually starts games.
Yeah. We're on the clock. Nah. Are we doing Derek Carr?
Yeah, just take Derek Carr.
Okay, Derek. Welcome to the squad.
I mean, what a steal, though. ADP 166. We got him at, like, 190.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
What a steal. Any closing thoughts, Jeff? I gotta get rolling.
When do you have to head out here? The next, 15 or so?
Next 5.
All right, cool. So what's the old, you're about a month out? Is that what we're thinking?
I mean, only time will tell. Yes. About 4 weeks.
Okay.
As of now, so things could change.
Things do change, things evolve. Could change.
But fantasy football's back.
1 week.
And, we got 1 week till that.
We got to talk about this, Will.
Oh.
What We Do in the Shadows back tonight, baby.
It is. It is. What We Do in the Shadows back tonight. Oh, my goodness. That's
great Instagram follow, I will say. They give you little teases, little specials. Oof, make me gig in the middle of the day. Loving it. We did. I know you put it on the rundown. We did make it through White Lotus. So it's pretty good.
How was the poop?
Oh, man, that was a solid Special K poop, if I will say.
Yeah, that was great. That was super funny. That show was great. HBO is on a roll right now.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about it next time we do a pod if we, catch up on our TV shenanigans.
Indeed, Will. And hopefully we can make these more regular. I think the internet is working well in the casa now.
I mean, this has been a doozy. You have been on fire today. Crystal clear. Sounding good.
Are you giving me free reign? Is it only 16 rounds?
It's 18. Okay, so I'm putting some people in the queue.
Okay.
Traquan, Alan Lazard, Darius Slayton. Talk about upside.
There we go.
That guy, remember him?
Yeah.
Not PPR upside, but
no, whatever. We don't need that.
Jeff, close us out here.
Well, it's been great. It's been a while. It's been too long. This was a doozy, but I feel like it's what the people needed. They're like, the fantasy season wasn't the same without...
It's the Ted Lasso. We're the Ted Lasso.
Yeah. We're making people feel good. We'll follow our ship. We got Raft Pool coming up on Sunday. I got work leagues next week. I don't know. I'm in too many leagues. But I'm excited to talk to you, Will.
Just gotta win one.
That's all you need.
Just gotta win one.
That's all you need, baby. All right, Will, and with that, we are All the Feels Fantasy Podcast bozos out here on Twitter at ATF Fantasy. Hit us up. Still working on that Wingstop gift card. Oh, we got a week. There's still time. We will make it happen, Jose. We haven't forgotten. We're men of our word. We're dig zoos. We're feeling thoughts. Peace out.
Peace. Love you all.